T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you, Jerry. Don Lewis is a founding shareholder at Nylund Johnson Lewis. That's an independently owned law firm here in Minneapolis, and he joins us this morning on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. And Don's experience, by the way, we talked about this earlier on the show today, but that includes trials and arbitrations, discrimination defense, workplace investigations. Also served as special prosecutor in the Philando Castile investigation in 2016, and much more than that. Hey, Don, thanks for joining us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. How are you? Good.
Great to have you on. First things first, Don, but I want to get your take on the parallels between the Castile case and what we're looking at right now.
Well, you know, the first of all police cases where there's a use of deadly force, they are all very, very difficult. You know, the Castile case was very, very hard because there was, a lot of ambiguity about Geronimo Jimenez's intent. And he actually was acquitted because his defense lawyers prevailed in proving that he feared for his life in his encounter with Philando, who had a gun in the car. You don't have those same facts here. And one, looking at the facts involving George Floyd, it's really, really hard, given the videotape, to find any justification, any at all, for the use of deadly force. And so one would think, at least on first glance, that it would be an easier case to prove.
Don, I would ask you as well about Derek Chauvin, and we saw the upgrade yesterday in the charges. A little bit more on what are they, and I'm really anxious of your reaction to that.
Well, the Attorney General, I think, had to achieve a couple of objectives yesterday. First of all, he needed to find a more serious charge for Officer Chauvin. First of all, I think the community was demanding it, the facts demanded it. And actually, some lawyers looking at the third-degree murder charge felt actually that the complaint was legally defective. So it made a lot of sense to increase the charge to a second-degree murder. But the Attorney General had to achieve a second objective, and the second objective was to bring in the other three officers. And that was a challenge because when you bring in others as aiders and abettors, they have to share the same level of intent that the principal officer had. And the AG's office, working with Hampton County Attorney's office, found a good way of doing it, and that's charging felony murder, an unintended homicide that arose from another felony, that is assault. So, and then in doing that, I think he enhanced the ability to actually achieve a conviction. So I think his prospects are much better with the charges as amended yesterday.
Don, as you know, there were two autopsy results. Anxious to know how that will play in this trial.
Well, it will be interesting to see if both of those autopsies come in. I mean, the bottom line was both of them ruled that they were homicide. But there was a difference in opinion as to whether or not what the cause of death was. Was it asphyxia, as George's lawyers, pathologists contended, or was it the heart problems, the cardiac arrest? Keep in mind that, George Floyd's lawyers are not parties to this proceeding. So either the state has to put that in, or the defense lawyers have to put that in. And so I think it'll be interesting to see if one side or the other thinks that second autopsy benefits them. So that's something that will have to play out at trial.
Talk about the possibility of grand jury. Would that play in this case, or would it not?
No. There probably is no need for a grand jury here. In Minnesota, you do not need a grand jury to indict a crime unless it's for first-degree murder. So if, for example, Keith Ellison decides that there's evidence that would support that elevated charge, then he'd have to convene a grand jury to do it. The only other way a grand jury would come in is if there is some difficulty in collecting evidence, if officers refuse to testify or cooperate in an investigation. You can use a grand jury to compel people to cooperate in providing information.
Don, hate crimes. Derek Chauvin be charged with that? And how would that play into this?
Well, you know, you have the federal government looking at this as well, potential civil rights violation. Now, that, you know, that would require proof that the motivation was the fact that George Floyd was black. That would be the use of force was directly related to his race. I don't think that at the end of the day that is going to be charged here, because I think the prosecutor has enough on his hands in getting a successful murder conviction, and it would that would be in and of itself a success for Keith Ellison.
Don, what do you suppose a timeline would be on this trial? Is there any way to speculate on that?
Well, you can only do that based upon experience. The Philando Castile case took about a year to fully investigate and try. The case involving Justine Damon and Mohammed Noor in Minneapolis took a little bit longer because the grand jury was involved. That lasted about 20 months. So, my guess is, anywhere from a year to 18 months, maybe even longer. Especially given the fact that you have multiple defendants. So I'm going to guess around 18 months.
Don, your experience, I have to ask you, your perspective on the culture in the Twin Cities.
Well, it's a very, very tough time. And this incident, I think, has unmasked not only the issue of disparate treatment of our black citizens by law enforcement, but it is revealed in very vivid form. This incident, along with COVID-19, has revealed the breadth of disparities that divide us, not only in law enforcement and criminal justice, but in healthcare, in education, in terms of racial segregation, in housing. All of these disparities and inequities have been laid bare by this incident, and then by the fact that it occurs at the time of the COVID-19 pandemic. So this is a very, very critical time for us as citizens to finally stand up and address these issues.
Don, I'll have to have you back at some point here during this whole thing, if you wouldn't mind joining us. I really enjoyed having you on the show today. Thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure, Dave. Thank you.
He is Don Lewis, as we mentioned. Don is a founding shareholder at Nylund Johnson Lewis, but also his experiences in trials, arbitration, discrimination defense, workplace investigations. WCCO time is 6:58. The news is up in 2 minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.